So once we're into inspiration, we're going to click, you may have to, in inspiration 9, go to file new and diagram, and then it takes you to, I think it's a bluish colored oval, mine is green, but we want to click on words rapid fire. I want you to type the name of the book that you are reading right now. And if you don't have a book that you're reading right now, do the last book you read. Okay. As soon as I press the enter key, it puts in another red lightning bolt and it makes a new circle. So let's do the main characters. So the main character. And press enter.
The main character.
If you were reading Harry Potter, what's the very first one? The something of the Phoenix, right? Harry Potter's the main character, right? So, and then who is a sub character?
Oh, are those like other characters?
Yeah. Who are the other characters?
There's a lot of main characters in my book.
Okay. And there are books that have lots of different stories going on, right?
Yes.
So you might have 5 other characters. Somebody else might only have 1 other character. Okay?
My book has like 3.
Okay, so... why are you sitting there not doing anything?
Because I'm not going to type it.
Push Control V.
Control
V?
V.
Because remember I said that it's still there unless you cut or copy something else? I said you may have to do it twice. Click the next thing. Have you typed Willow Creek School in there? Okay, then click OK. Click the word to make you go to the next window. Okay, then click that X or whatever it says. Minimize that. Okay, now where's your... didn't it open?
You're one of the other characters in my
You know what I think part of your problem might be? Is there is a space at the end of the word and it doesn't want that space, I'm guessing. So let's go to your Word document here. Oh, did I erase the one? Okay, let's save that. And this right here should not be in all caps, so we're going to go to change case. And we're just going to make it, oops, we're just going to make it capitalize each word. That way if it's safe. All right, we should be done with that now. Okay, there you are. Make it big. Go to rapid fire. Okay. Yes.
It won't let me make another one of these.
You have to press enter. What? So type something.
Hi.
Press enter.
Weird.
It doesn't show up till you press enter. But you must have to type the next thing. Okay. What's your question? Why don't you have arrows?
I don't know.
You didn't click on rapid fire. That's what I told you to do. So we have to delete these. Click on rapid fire.
Oh, okay.
See how that listening and following directions is very helpful? Good job. Okay, so turn on your rapid fire and do the main character of your book.
So when I'm doing this,
you also did not hit rapid fire.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
Okay, so let's erase these guys here and start again. Click here and turn on rapid fire. There's that listening piece. You didn't also click on rapid fire.
No, I just had to.
Okay.
Because I forgot.
Good job. All right. So, let me know when you are done. I got 2 thumbs up, 3 thumbs up. Let's just do. Let's see here. All right. Jackson, do you have a thumbs up yet?
I think I'm good.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and put your hands down. Hunter, let me know as soon as you're done, please. Oops, what happened there? Oh no, I think I just lost something. Did I open up another one? What the heck just happened? Huh, that's crazy. Oh, there they are. Oh, hey, if all your stuff just disappears all of a sudden, it's because you bumped that and it makes it all go away. And so you need to hit that button again to bring it back. Hunter, are you ready? Okay. I want you to make sure rapid fire is turned off. Okay. Now, under the other characters, let's see. I'm going to just select this one. Now, if I want to manually create something here, I can click this create button. And it will make a new circle out of that circle. So how this all works, you're all learning how to do some writing, yes? And you have your title is your main idea, right? So your title is going to be your main idea. All right? So let's say, and we started to do this the other day, we were doing our talk on cats, yes? Okay, so then we talked about some different things about cats. And inside of there, we decided things they eat. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, and then we did some things like things they...
Do I?
I don't remember.
Do they like milk better than milk?
That wasn't quite what we were doing. Let's go to here. There's the cat's one. Okay. Yeah. What they eat, how they sleep. And maybe do they like milk? Okay. All right, if I were doing a report, that's not what I would do my report on. But that's what we brainstormed at that moment. If I were doing a report on cats, I would do something like this. Breeds of cats. I would do something like history of cats. I would maybe do nutrition for cats. And then I might talk about in breeds, you know, there's a Siamese cat. That's a breed. There's a tortoiseshell. There's a... What's another breed of cat?
I'm thinking...
Himalayan? There's a Himalayan cat?
Weird. There's kittens, which isn't a breed.
There is a hairless cat.
Oh, I hate those.
Okay, so do you see how each one of goes into things like that? So this is the main topic. This is a subtopic. These are sub-subtopics. Do you understand that concept?
Yes.
Okay, so here's a subtopic of my main topic. Okay, and actually, let's change these so you can see it. Okay, so in this one, everything that is like is a similar subtopic, right? So these are sub-subtopics of cats, but it's subtopics of breeds. Now if I went into Siamese here, like, and said their country, let's say they came from China. Tortoiseshells might come from Texas. Himalayans might come from Himalaya. And I have no idea if I'm spelling that right. And hairless cats might come from China. Do you see how that's a subtopic of each topic?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the main topic. This is a subtopic. This is a sub-subtopic. This would be a sub-sub-subtopic. Yes?
Yes.
And you can. And you just, every time it goes, the symbol changes.
It could just go on
in. And it can. That's why it was designed the way it is. Okay? You might have, these are shapes, but you might have numbers. And you might have A, B, C, and then you might have a 1, 2, 3, and then you might have a little A, B, C, and then you might go to Roman numeral I, and so on and so forth, for each of your subtopics. So, do you see how it would stay organized at this point?
Yeah.
But sometimes it's very hard to get from this point to this point from an idea. Do you understand? So this program is going to help you organize your thoughts to get a list like this. Now, can anybody tell me what this looks like? Yes.
It looks like...
an outline?
Yeah.
It's an outline. This will help you make an outline out of your thoughts.
So it's kind of like you just write something down.
You write something down. You can save it and you can change it and you can reorganize it. And all of a sudden if you decide, oh, I want to talk about nutrition first instead of breeds, is that logical? No, but, you know, if I were changing the direction of my paper, I could just grab this and move it up here. And it would take all of those subs with it. How cool is that?
What if you were to write it down?
It would take forever. So look, this works in bubbles because our brains kind of work that way, right? So if I wanted to talk about, and I'll show you really quickly, I'll go back here and I'll show you how, I want to change this to nutrition. Okay, nutrition. And I want to change this one to breeds. And I want to teach this one to, change this one to history. Okay. Now, oops, I spelled it wrong. Alright. Now, if I want to talk about breeds here, I can come up here and I can create, there's a subcategory. I can type Siamese. And I can type, maybe that's from China. Okay. Do you see how this is a subtopic? This is a subtopic? Sub-subtopic. This is a sub-sub-subtopic. Yes?
Yes.
Give me a 3, 2, or 1 on your level of understanding. 1 being I have no idea what you're talking about. 2, I get it, but I still have questions. 3 means I totally understand what you're saying. Okay, awesome. And you can do it privately. You don't have to show everybody what your thoughts are. Okay, so let's go back here to breeds again. Now I want to add this category, yes?
Yes.
And I want to add tortoiseshell this time. Okay, but I want to add a category for tortoiseshells. Let's say they're from Texas. I don't know if they are. I just made it up because I need. Now, this is where you got to be careful. Do you see how that looks like it's coming out of breeds?
Mm-hmm.
I have to make sure that it's doing what I think it's supposed to be doing, okay? Because it will trick you sometimes, okay? Oh, my goodness, I cannot type, apparently. Okay, I've got to hurry because we're running out of time. So I go back to my breeds, and I'd click create, and in my create, I can type Himalayan this time. Himalayan. Okay, and then I would want to create from there. I would want to do Himalaya. And then I want to go back to breeds to do my last one. There, it looks like it's coming out of Siamese, so I'm going to have to drag it somewhere. So it makes sense. Okay. And then I'm going to type in there the hairless cat. And I'm going to create, and we're going to say he's from China. Okay. Wow, you've got a lot of things going on right there, and I haven't even started on nutrition or history, have I? Mm-hmm. So at this point, then, if I come over here to this outline button, oh, there it is. How cool is that? Does that make sense? So, I want you to save your deal as your book. So, you're going to type my book Jackson, my book Corbin, my book Hunter, my book Jake, and you're going to save it in documents because you are going to sit at your very same computer, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when we press save?
We are going to press save, and I've got to take two pictures to make sure I have know who's sitting where. Okay. All right. Yes. You'll have to let me look at it. It's trying to work. See, it says it's not responding, so you're just going to have to be patient. All right, so when we go to save as, we learned this last week, but we'll have to review apparently because you guys told me you knew how to save stuff before. But if I go to file, save as, yes? This gives me a chance to pick the location. We are actually going to go to Mrs. Nesbitt's folder. So follow my directions. We're going to go to this PC. And we're going to go to the shared drive. Remember, shared might look like this, and it might just say SHR. But we're going to double-click on that. It'll say shared up here. And then we're going to scroll down to find the M's, and we're going to go to Mrs. Nesbitt.